Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still dating man. But you be
trying to find, you know, people to help heal her daughter from this cancer.
but she wasn't here, so she ended up making an agreement with someone that was a, you know, the devil worshiper, and she told me that if he was able to heal her daughter from, you know, mouth cancer, that she would create this carved image, which is this kitten, and people will be worshiping the devil and not knowing that. I know it's a lot of people that buy all this Hello Kitty thing, and I don't know if a lot of people have paid attention that Hello Kitty doesn't have a mouth, and that's one of the reasons why, because the lady's daughter, you know, had mouth cancer, she wasn't able to talk. And when people are saying Hello Kitty, they're not realizing that they're saying Hello Devil. I know that a lot of people don't believe that, but I was reading about a young lady who had just gave her life to the Lord, and she had like a Hello Kitty necklace on, and she went to church with these people, and she noticed that one of the ladies that she went with, and the son had started looking at her, and she felt uncomfortable. So after church, they had approached her and told her that she shouldn't be wearing that Hello Kitty, and told her, you know, the background about it, which I just told you about the lady, which her 14-year-old daughter was terminally ill with mouth cancer. So she took it off then. She said she always knew something wasn't right. She felt funny, I guess, when she wore it, and I guess not really knowing until then. And she know a lot of people probably don't believe that the word kitty actually means devil. So she was saying, like, she paid attention to the cartoon called Monster Inc., and I guess it was like a character up there that would say, you know, kitty to the monster. I don't really know too much about that cartoon, but Sharika can tell us a little more about it.
Okay, Monster Inc. is a child film, and it portrays a whole bunch of monsters and a human child that is running around calling the monsters kitty as if they're her friend, and they're like taking her to the Monsters Inc. where they scare children out of bed, and they yell and scream and try to make the kids cry, and they're jumping from room to room under each kid's bed screaming, making the kids scared. So every time she sees the monster, she's like, hey, kitty, come here, kitty. Hey, kitty, come help me, kitty. Help me, kitty, help me, kitty. So basically she's saying, help me, devil. And they put this uniform on the child, which is a custom made to look like a monster as well. So she's running around the human with the monster's costume on. So basically, she turns up as the devil as well. Going around screaming, help me with the devil.
Thank you. So that lets you know right there that why would the cartoon or film called Monster Inc. be calling the monster kitty when they're clearly not a monster? I mean, when they're clearly not a kitty. So that lets you know that the word translated from English kitty to Japanese is the devil, for the monster. You know, monster, devil, demon, they're all the same, just different, you know, words. So that was a prime example if a person doesn't believe that the word kitty translates the Japanese name, you know, devil or demon, or, you know.
And then you also say something about, you know, the police and stuff.
Well, in Japan, where, I don't know if they're still doing it, but they did once upon a time, where I guess that the police officers didn't do as they were supposed to. They would put them to work, you know, they had to walk around with the badge of Hello Kitty on their arm or on their uniform. And there was a hospital over there where the whole entire hospital is nothing but Hello Kitty. The whole, you know, hospital, the things that babies sleep in, the beds, everything down to the nurses wearing the Hello Kitty, you know, uniform. So that tells you a lot as well.
You know, well, there are a lot of places that are marketing these that's how long period too, right?
Store. Yeah, she's looking something about
that. The store. That's my family. Their store in the mall with just Hello Kitty, nothing else, but just Hello Kitty in it. You know, they got the mall, you know, military mall has their necklaces and the earrings, bracelets, bows, et cetera, jewelry, clothes.
Even with your stuff, you didn't even know.
I didn't even know that I handled my phone until my grandmother and my aunt told me about it. And yes, I did not notice that the cat did not have a mouth.
And the piece that you
had? And the piece I had it on my phone, it was close to my mouth. So therefore, I took it off. It was somewhat simple.
And you say that's probably why you
didn't know? And that's why, yeah, a lot of, since I had it, I haven't been going through a lot of stuff, so. Now that I took it off, I hope the agent get back.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you've been dealing with?
Yeah, a lot of
stuff. Oh, okay.
Since I had it.
Since you had it.
Yeah.
Well, thank God. Let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be careful what you know, by things that might look cute or you think it's nothing wrong or with it. You need to do a little, you need to do some more research on what you, before you buy things, because you might, you know, invite spirits into your life and not even know, be wondering why you think certain ways, why you doing certain things, you know, over the solo kitty thing. Hello, demon, hello, devil. So you're telling them to come in. So just be careful in these last and evil days, because the devil comes and kills them and destroys all. So you have to watch your stamina at all times.
That's true. Even, I think what Disney, they care a lot of, you know, things too, Rick, he was sharing with us, as well as Lion King and all this other stuff that you notice that, you know, the enemy is using to reach out to young people that they need to be aware of.
Yes, Lion King is a movie about some lions, and certain parts of the movie you can't see it because, you know, you don't pay any attention, but if you slowly sit there and watch and you take the time to actually slow the movie down, you actually do see signs of different stuff that you wouldn't have caught the first time that you watched it, or maybe even the second time you watched it. Maybe you didn't see the words that spelled out in the clouds, or you didn't see the little devil man behind them, or the kids screaming, or the other, the adult. A sheriff was dead, and his dad is dying, and he needs somebody to help him, and that was in the background. He can't tell me this film. We watched it a couple of times, you know, over and over again. Or like the Disney color has 666 spelled in it. If you see it on TV, you don't pay attention, you really don't see it until you do some history and look at it, and you see that the castle is filled with 3 sixes, one on the top, the one on the left and the right. And you can't tell it because you don't see it the first time. Or the word Disney is spelled, the S is a 6, and the D is also a V. So you don't really pay no attention either.
So someone brought that to your attention to look at that. Never mind, you caught it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the informative, because a lot of parents don't know. You're just trying to get rid of your child, and you just put them before the TV and say, "Well, going on in there, and just this cartoon is innocent and stuff." But you just look back. I mean, even looking at, I think one of the videos from back in 1940 something, the pig, that pig is real. No, I'm not
necessarily. What's the pig?
It's, It's this pig that was back in the 40s. You can look it up. Oh, I can't think of the name of that pig. It's just that one pig. He looked that pig. Porcupine or Porky Pig or something. Porky Pig or something. If you look at that from back in the 40s, early 40s, it was showing you that the tower in New York was going to be coming down. They had it already. You know, so the devil's already been setting up all the time. You know, I was really surprised when I looked back at that, and it already showed what was going to take place with the towers, the Twin Towers in New York City was going to go down. You know, that's a long time, you know. But we know we're living in the last days of days, and Jesus is only coming. We thank you for your information and your sharing. Sheree, you got anything you want to tell us about Hello Kitty, you know.
And also, even on eBay, they have little things that you can buy accessories for your phone. And one of the phone cases up there, it has it's a Hello Kitty phone case, and it's the pyramid is on it with like an eye in the middle, so that lets you know as well. If you see one thing wrong, you know the rest is corrupt. So that tells you a lot, too. So the Illuminati, you know, got a lot to do with that, too, along with that Disney stuff as well. Yeah. So that's all that case online.
Yeah, and as you begin to look at a lot of these cartoons, even the newer ones that are coming out, they've been around a long time, like Tom and Jerry. If you really look at some of those, I'm researching, you see, yeah, the pyramid, the OCNI, and all these things, you know, that are, you know, being exposed today. The Word of God said there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. And even though I was talking about the tape from back in the 40s, hey, you know, when the 2000s now, but hey, God said there's nothing here that should not be revealed. Sheree, you got anything you want to share with us concerning the Hello Kitty, you know?
I think there's a lot of things going on with the Hello Kitty, and, you know, I was noticing that she was saying that, you know, that the Hello Kitty, you know, translates into, you know, one of those Asian language, not specific, but one of those Asian language, even that it translates to devil, you know, just knowing that, that's a lie. But before she even said that, you know, that Hello Kitty in one of those Asian languages translates to, you know, devil, you know, the Hello Kitty part. I was thinking about that even when she talked about the carved image being created, and that alone, that setup alone, you know, about this lady going off into devil worshipers based on her daughter having, you know, that mouth cancer, and then she created that carved image. That alone was enough sufficient to let you know that these people are worshiping the devil without the language of, you know, that Asian language meaning Hello Kitty, you know, encompassing the devil or, you know, inviting the devil into your life. So that's a lot that I wasn't even noticing in that. There's a lot going on.
Some of the other things that you see in the mall or around you that, you know, seem to be, you know, corrupt, seeing how you fly.
Well, the only thing I can say is don't buy kitties. It's because it's the devil. But the only thing I can say is if you buy it, then you're just going against God. So I just hope you, every time you go to pick up Hello Kitty or about to purchase Hello Kitty, I fuck with the hand saying devil. So you won't get it.
All right. Yeah. We have Arjunanda, his take on the YouTube channel with us today also, and we'd like for him to elaborate on some of the things that he heard today.
lady, John Biles, if you look out there, you'll see what she actually made up her whole entire, you know, dress out of Hello Kitty. So that tells you a lot as well. But she is, you know, straight demonic and nothing godly about her. So that as well.
Good.
You know, she won't be wearing anything that's dealing with, you know, the true and living God.
Come on, it's the round table. Y'all can just shake.
Oh, what is that? A knife?
Yeah, a Hello Kitty, a holding a knife with red eyes and blood and splatter all over her clothes. I don't know who in the world would want to purchase this for your child or even yourself. It's just straight demonic. Has a hairbow on it and a bone cap on the other side and blood all over her.
So I need a copy of that. That is.
So we know this is evil.
Yes, Hello Kitty is evil. A lot of people don't know that, you know, that these have subliminal messages in it. That's why, you know, they can go on with things and then it becomes embedded in them and they don't even know why they like a certain thing that has demonic attachments to it, because they're subliminally putting this stuff inside of you where you can't even you know, detect it a lot of times until the life is already in you, so you really have to be on guard because of those subliminal messages, as I said. And also then, you know, we were talking about the Porky Pig and stuff, and the Twin Towers. It's also in the money, you know. We looked at the currency. And we saw that they also depicted that the Twin Towers would go down or blow up before it even happened.
Sure.
It's an image of it on the money. There are Hello Kitty tattoos, Hello Kitty necklace, shirts, a whole lot of Hello Kitty all around.
I mean, there's Hello Kitty food. I mean, toys, coloring books, and I mean, just Hello Kitty food.
Oh, my goodness.
Toasted food with a Hello Kitty on it. Oh, hospital with the nurses got the uniform on with Hello Kitty. And I think it's all over the newborn babies and, I mean, you really need to do some research on this. You know, it's getting, wide, you know, spreading worldwide, along with all this other demonic stuff. But the enemy, you know, he comes to try to get our youth, you know, and try to get their minds wide still fresh. You know, they're young and they're innocent. So, you know, the enemy comes as an angel of light. But it's poison. Oh, yeah, it's just like cancer, eating you away slowly, and you not even know it. So we just want to make you aware. We got some more you want to say, Rika? We're saying you run across a lot of different. I don't want to go to the airplane.
They got sticky
flower. They can fly with Kitty. Well, she's on the airplane.
She's on the airplane.
They're really
on the airplane.
Oh, yeah, they dressed the whole airplane up at the EBA airport. So you want to look it up. I mean, the whole airplane is dressed up with Hello Kitty. The EBA.